Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring Church one more time. We are glad that each and every one of you is here. If anyone's on Zoom, we're happy that they're here. And we pray for those that are not here.
Noah was on Zoom.
Noah, that's okay. We can still pray for them. God's promises are for me, for you, a call to life that's new. God's love is for me and for you, a call to life that's new. We are here together to worship God. I'm going to continue sharing about the Holy Spirit this morning, starting in Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But then, when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing and rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The coming of Jesus Christ was all planned to be at the perfect time to reveal the kindness of God and to offer all of us salvation. He came to save us. Don't take that lightly. Don't dismiss this truth. He came to save us. He saved me. Add that to your quote when you're having your daily Selah moment, where you pause things to think about God. Say it out loud when you think of it or just when you feel that you need to be reminded. He saved me. The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit are working together to rescue us. Yes, we have been rescued, brought to the light. We are all renewed. Please take that personally. He saved me. Be thankful. Rejoice in knowing your sins are forgiven and your iniquities are washed away. The Holy Spirit consistently brings on forgiveness and spiritual refreshness. Our responses to recognizing the Holy Spirit in our lives may vary from a peaceful assurance to a quiet realization of walking closer with Christ to an emotional experience, knowing and understanding the promises of God, to an exciting, expressive occurrence of joy. A Spirit-filled Christian will praise God in his or her heart continuously. He or she will have to have the courage to demonstrate the knowledge that all we are and all that we have is by the grace of God. Andrew Murray wrote, "Men ought to seek their whole hearts to be filled with the Spirit of God. Without being filled with the Spirit, it is utterly impossible that an individual Christian or a church can ever live or work as God desires." I'm reading from John 3, 5 through 6. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit." The term water here refers to the Word of God, the cleaning, purifying power of His Word. The Holy Spirit regenerates us through the Word of God. Our old nature will go away as it simply cannot be obedient to God. A spiritual birth gives us a new nature. The new nature will lead us to a new life of victory over sin. The Holy Spirit regenerates us. The Holy Spirit seals us in Christ. Wow. Sealed by his love. It's a done deal. All we have to do is ask and know that our words and actions and lives should be like that of Jesus. Reading from Ephesians 1, 11 through 14. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also, were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. God knows us. He chose us. He chose us to be predestined to be like Christ because of the love and the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus paid the price of redemption upon the cross. We have been inherited by God according to his will. He loves us. He loves us. As believers, Jesus in our inheritance, we are his bride. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit as his presence in our lives is experienced. Our identity is in Christ. He paid the price for our salvation. Our church is not simply this building. Our church is the people, sealed by the Spirit, with the love of God. Look around. Look around who is here. Think about who is not here. This is our church. We are very blessed. Everyone has different needs. Everyone has different gifts. Everyone has a special blessing. Your faith is sealed by God. The Spirit of God in your heart is a preview of what heaven will be like. God is working in you. He is working as the Holy Spirit within you. J. Edwin Orr wrote, "The great purpose in the filling of the Holy Spirit is power for service." The best and most used Christians known to me have been men and women who have testified to a deeper experience of the filling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus wants us to allow him to do his work in and through us. And this occurs when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And this occurs when we bring a friend in who is down on his life. And this occurs when we mow the grass or create meals or bring a meal to someone. And this occurs when you call someone just to say, "Hey, I'm thinking of you." And this occurs when you wake up in the morning and you say, "Thank you, Lord. Be with me today, Lord Jesus." Jesus wants us to allow him to do his work in and through us. Bill Bright shares, "If you yield your will to God, the Holy Spirit, and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is in fact in your life moment by moment, you are in for a great adventure." The Holy Spirit fills and empowers us for service. There are people in our congregation who are in need of love and support. And so let's just pause for a moment or two and think about them. They might be here. They might not be here. It might be someone you haven't seen for a while. Just think of that person and ask the Lord to walk with them and ask the Holy Spirit to shine in their lives. We are to be thankful that we have a Lord we can turn to at any moment, a Lord that we can ask, and we know that he answers our prayers. One of the daily journals I read is The Power of Being Thankful. And so I read today's date, but then are any of you like this? You just open it up and think that's a God message no matter what date comes up. It's a little thing I do. Maybe I'm strange. I don't know. Janine does it too. Maybe we're strange, Janine. Just open it up. This week, the leading of the Holy Spirit came up. It's for February 18th. That's my mom's birthday. The Holy Spirit acts somewhat like a traffic policeman inside us. When we do the right things, we get a green light from him. And when we do wrong things, we get a red light. If we are about to get ourselves into trouble, but have not fully made a decision to proceed, we get a caution signal. The more we stop and ask God for directions, the more sensitive we become to the signals from the Holy Spirit within each of us. Thankfully, he doesn't scream and yell at us. He simply whispers in still, small voices, with a still, small voice. And he lets us know we are about to make a mistake. Each time we listen and obey, it becomes easier to hear him the next time. He will always lead us to newness of life and inner peace if we yield to him. Turn to him throughout the day. From Acts 1, verses 7 to 9, he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has sent by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The disciples had been questioning Jesus as to when the restoration of the kingdom of Israel would occur, and Jesus let them know they didn't need to know that, when or why. They needed to know, as we need to know, to have confidence in knowing that God is in control. There is no need to fear or worry, or to know the whys in our lives as believers. As believers, we have given our weaknesses for his power and our sinfulness for his holiness. John 14:20. "On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." So rejoice. Let your spirits be lifted. Raise your arms. Say amen. Rejoice. The moment we are saved, we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. We, as a unified body, our church, is empowered by the Holy Spirit. There is an empowering experience when this occurs for each one of us. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is so exciting. Your love, your life, your joy, your concern, your actions communicate the living Christ to others. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to be empowered by God's love in our hearts. Do we have the power to witness for Jesus? This very purposeful power through the Holy Spirit allows each of us to be an effective witness for Jesus. We limit the power of the Spirit in our lives when we don't read the Bible, when we don't give praise. Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a lamp for my path." If we have sin in our hearts, go back to Psalm 66:18. "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." He listens every day to us. He provides for us every day. He forgives every day. Feeling pride or fear, being ashamed of your faith in Christ, or loving the ways of the world will only limit the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And then there is a lack of trust. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Some Christians are not filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit as they are hesitant or unwilling or not ready to surrender their wills to God. Psalm 34:10. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Let Christ become Lord of your life. The Spirit-filled life is the Christ-centered life. Pay attention to his leading. Spend time in prayer, reading the Bible, and sharing with others. When the Holy Spirit is in your heart, your lives naturally reflect Jesus Christ more clearly. May that be our prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We had so many blessings to offer, to give thanks for today, this morning, Lord, and so many needs. We are just one small church in relationship to the world in one small city, in one small state. Father, we offer these prayers to you and these thankful words to you, but we also think about the world and the needs and the sick in India and all over the world, those having problems to stamp out COVID, the battles that are going on, most of them aren't even on the news. We lift Palestine and Israel to you. You are in control. Just enter into their lives of the people making decisions. You are an amazing Lord. May God remind us of our own belovedness. It is not selfish to know that we are beloved. May Christ be by our sides in times of struggle. May the Spirit guide us back to the path when we are tempted. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord. In your name, amen.